Well, A2X Markets has bagged another listing. Landlord Nepi Rockcastle is the latest company to jump on board. And with Nepi, A2X now boasts 21 listings, including 7 JSE top 40 constituents. The combined market capitalization of companies listed on the exchange will lift to 2.3 trillion rand. And A2X CEO Kevin Brady joins us as we take a look at the traction it's making. Thanks so much, Kevin, for joining us in studio. So Nepi Rockcastle, as I say, the latest to announce that it will be listing on A2X. That's happening next week. What kind of traction are you managing to garner in the current market?
Well, look, I think year one was hard work, and I think our biggest challenge really was just building the trust and the education in corporate South Africa. And there's no doubt that towards the end of last year, we managed to sign up the likes of a Standard Bank and a Naspers, and I must say it's made this year a lot easier. So we're seeing the rate of adoption accelerate, and it's wonderful to have, you know, a company like Nepi Rockcastle on board. I mean, you know, they're listed in Amsterdam. So here's a company that understands competition amongst capital markets and the benefits it brings. And so for them to support this in South Africa is a great endorsement for us.
I've got to ask you, how broad-based is that understanding, or is it still a pretty hard sell on your side?
So look, it's developing. So it's getting easier because obviously we now have a track record and we have a lot of top companies. But yes, absolutely. Getting out there, educating corporate South Africa about the benefits of competition in capital markets still takes a bit of time, but we're getting there. We feel we've broken the back of it.
Yeah. A part of the incentive would be investor appetite. And I guess that gauged to a large extent by the trading volumes you're seeing. What are you boasting at this stage?
So look, you know, you've got to remember that South Africa is really only known one market, so it takes time to adopt a change. But we've had a wonderful year. In fact, our activity levels have increased by about 14-fold since January. And in fact, we had a couple of days during May where we exceeded 1% of total activity in the shares that we have listed on our market in terms of total cross-market activity, which is quite a big milestone. We've seen in foreign markets, as soon as you get to 2 to 3%, that people can't afford not to be there. So, you know, there's a lot of uphill and hard work, but we're very excited that, you know, it's getting closer.
Well, Nepi, the latest that's been that's bought in here, of course, it's come as the Financial Sector Conduct Authority found no evidence of false or misleading financial reporting by the group in 2017. Is that a hurdle that needed to be cleared before you would consider it listing on your platform?
So look, all credit to Nepi, actually. When we started engaging with them, they said this investigation is underway, and obviously we want to make sure that it's cleared before we go any further. And we said, no, absolutely, we agree. So as I say, credit to them. They wanted to make sure their name was cleared before they proceeded.
Yeah. Of course, what this all does is give investors a choice of trading on two platforms, as you've highlighted. How are you feeling about the pace of growth and development in South Africa's capital markets? Because you began in October 2017. Is it hitting the kind of targets that you originally envisaged it would?
Look, we're very excited about where we are and how it's developing and the traction we're getting. Look, there's no doubt there's been challenges along the way, and certain things have proved to be harder than we anticipated, but I think that's with any new business. And so we are excited. We're very comfortable with where we are. Our next challenge really is focusing more on broker infrastructure. As I say, we feel we've broken the back of the corporate of getting listings. Obviously, we've got a long way to go, but as I say, we feel we're over the tipping point. A lot of it's got to do with broker infrastructure geared for one market and how we're slowly breaking that down, changing it. And we can see when a broker gets over that hurdle, how suddenly activity kicks up. And we're seeing that come through.
So we're halfway through the year. What kind of pipeline of listings are you looking at as we close this year out?
So, you know, it's always difficult to say, but, you know, we've been running at a pace of literally one listing per month. And, you know, I'd love to keep that up and accelerate it.
Let's leave it there, Kevin. Always a pleasure. Thanks so much for having joined us in studio this evening. That, of course, CEO of A2X, Kevin Brady.